I fully endorse the comment made by our colleague from Netherlands on basis that Sri Lanka has carried out several activities to be in line with the Biological Weapons Convention. One concrete example that I want to share is the establishment of a national inventory of dangerous pathogens. A written submission has also been submitted to the committee to the conference on the same. A critical step towards greater global health security and safe and secure practice in biological laboratories is to implement a national oversight system to address the biological risk and mitigation measures associated with handling and storing dangerous pathogens. A national inventory of dangerous pathogens, NIDP, is a feasible, practical and essential implementation measure in setting up a national oversight and regulatory system. In line with the EU Council decision 2019/97, Sri Lanka has requested assistance on the implementation of a national inventory of dangerous pathogens and support regarding biosecurity and dual use of risk assessment and awareness raising activities. With the generous support of the National Institute of Public Health and Environment, Netherlands, Sri Lanka is able to establish its national inventory of dangerous pathogens. We would like to place in note the gratitude that in addition to Sri Lanka, RIVM has cooperated with several countries in East Africa in implementing such inventory. In May 2022, the first virtual consultation workshop took place between experts from Netherlands Biosecurity Office and Sri Lankan experts from Ministry of Health, Agriculture, Environment, Animal Production, etc. The implementation of NIDP consists of four stages: the identification, the preparatory phase, the implementation phase, and the maintenance and evaluation phase. As in-person workshop was Thailand in August between 8 and 10, 2022, held for the identification and preparation phases of the implementation of NIDP. So we are 16 experts from Sri Lanka participated. And third and last workshop was held in November, the last month in Sri Lanka, centered on the final stage of NIDP implementation, namely the implementation and maintenance and evaluation phases. During the workshop, an extensive internative risk assessment exercise was carried out regarding the electronic database and data gathering process, illustrating the importance of implementing an NIDP. The final day of the workshop was attended by the representative of the relevant stakeholders and high-level government officials. This bilateral cooperative project between Sri Lanka and Netherlands is a practical example of assistance and cooperation under Article 10 of the Convention. In addition, the establishment of NIDP in Sri Lanka contributes to the national implementation of the Convention as required under Articles 4. So at the same time, with the experience of COVID, which severely suffered the country as a country, the COVID-19 pandemic has clearly demonstrated the heavy socio-economic cost that biological agents could exert on countries. Sri Lanka being no exception here. Sri Lanka has recognized the importance of addressing the risk of intentional use of biological agents among the range of threats that threaten the country. A joint external evaluation of international health regulation was carried out in 2017, during which biosecurity and biosafety of the country was assessed extensively and identified as a priority action. So therefore, the National Advisory Committee on Biosafety and Biosecurity was established in 2018 to develop and implement comprehensive multi-sectoral biosafety biosecurity system in Sri Lanka and its monitoring to order achieve biological safety in the country. It consists of technical experts from the agencies responsible for human, animal, plant health, import and export control, and the environment. A national policy on biosafety and biosecurity has been drafted by the NSEBB. It includes all the policy statements required to satisfy 15 articles of the BWC. The National Biosafety and Biosecurity Act can be formulated after revisiting the policy document. The prevailing global and political situation has further increased the need for countries to be ready for the use of biological agents by any disruptive elements. In this backdrop, the country has taken numerous steps to improving biosafety and biosecurity in preparation for such events in future, international or unilateral, intentional or unintentional. Firstly, disaster preparedness and response division, which comes under my purview, function as the BW's focal point. Further, Sri Lanka has been able to bring diverse stakeholders from human, animal, plant health sectors along with academia and security professionals to discuss and deliberate on improving biosafety and biosecurity. Secondly, capacity building on biosafety and biosecurity. Thirdly, lessons learned from the COVID-19 pandemic have been used to improve the biosafety and biosecurity. Fourthly, with the assistance of government of Netherlands, Sri Lanka has done all the necessary groundwork for the establishment of national inventory of dangerous pathogens, which will be detailed in separate intervention if given. So this is that Sri Lanka's commitment toward BWC. Thank you very much. Thank you, Netherlands.